George Eldon Ladd, 1911 to 1982, was a distinguished New Testament scholar and theologian. Ladd made a special study of the kingdom of God. Avoiding technical discussions and long arguments about interpretation, Ladd sought to explain the kingdom of God and the urgency of its meaning and message for our time. As stated in Ladd's own words, the kingdom is a present reality, Matthew 12:28, and yet it is a future blessing, 1 Corinthians 15:50. It is a spiritual redemptive blessing, Romans 14:17, which can be experienced by way of the new birth, John 3:3. And yet it will have to do with the government of the nations of the world, Revelation 11:15. The kingdom is a realm into which men enter now, Matthew 21:31, and yet it is a realm into which they will enter tomorrow, Matthew 8:11. It is at the same time a gift of God which will be bestowed by God in the future, Luke 12:32, and yet which must be received in the present, Mark 10:15. Obviously, no simple explanation can do justice to such a rich but diverse variety of teaching. God has permitted us to attain something of the knowledge of divine truth here and now. Yet, at best, it is partial and incomplete. Nevertheless, it is real. Although imperfect, it is the greatest and most wonderful reality in life, because the truth of God brings men into fellowship with God. The partial character of this knowledge creates practical problems. It will indeed be a wonderful day when all of God's people can agree in their understanding of God and of God's truth. That day lies in the future. It is not yet here. Many problems arise because God's people do not recognize the teaching of Scripture about the incompleteness of Christian knowledge. Sometimes people insist that there ought to be a complete conformity in all details of understanding of God and of Christian doctrine, which is not warranted by the Word of God. The Scripture is clear that our knowledge is partial. It is because of the very imperfectness of our knowledge, says Paul in 1 Corinthians 13, that we must exercise the gift of love. The various ministrations of the Holy Spirit in the early church in prophecy, tongues, knowledge, supernatural disclosures of divine truth, were given to men because now we know in part, 1 Corinthians 13:12. They belong to our childhood, that is, to our earthly life. When we attain perfect maturity, when we see face to face and know fully, even as we are fully known, 1 Corinthians 13:11 through 12, we shall put away childish things. We shall no longer need these aids of the Holy Spirit to help fill in our ignorance. However, when other gifts have passed away, love abides. Love is that gift of the Spirit above all others which will characterize our perfected fellowship in the age to come, His kingdom. This love we now enjoy in advance of the life of the age to come to that extent to which we permit the Holy Spirit to manifest the gift of love in our mutual relationships, especially in those areas where our imperfect knowledge leads to differing interpretations of the Word of God in the details of theology. Paul clearly asserts this fact in 1 Corinthians 13:12. Now in this age we see a mirror dimly. The ancient mirror was a piece of polished metal which tarnished and pitted easily. It gave an imperfect image. One could recognize the reflection, but it was far from perfect. Now in this fallen age we see in a mirror imperfectly, but then face to face. Then we shall not have Presbyterians and Baptists, Calvinists and Arminians, premillennialists and amillennialists and postmillennialists, but we shall all understand perfectly what the truth of God is, for we shall be taught of God. In the age to come, we shall no longer see a reflected likeness, we shall see face to face. There is no man who ever lived, apart from the Lord Jesus himself, who can say, "I am the truth, you must follow me." The inspired Apostle Paul said, "Now I know in part." This puts us all in a place of humility before God. We must search the Scriptures, we must study God's Word, and we must wait on God. But because we are still in this evil age, when we have done our best, we are compelled to say, "Lord, I have searched Thy Word, but I know only in part, I do not perfectly understand." Now I know in part. This lays a demand on us that we hold the Word of God, both in humility and in charity, in humility towards God, and in charity, love, towards our brethren. The Gospel of the Kingdom by George Eldon Ladd, pages 73 to 74.